Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, WGN Radio's Daily Conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. It's time again for our Building Business Around Town segment, brought to you by Associated Bank and WGN's Bennett Wakenight, speaking with Pat Cardone, CEO of Cardone Custom Homes.
I'm Bennett Wakenight with WGN Radio, and this is Building Business Around Town, brought to you by Associated Bank. And we're here with Pat Cardone of Cardone Custom Homes. Pat, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And obviously, we're not in any other office space.
No.
We are in the thick of it here.
We're building.
In one of the custom homes. So give us an idea as to what stage in the process we are in this home.
Well, right now we're in the demolition phase. We just finished the demolition phase. You can see we're in a home that's been torn out. All the walls are torn out. All the windows are gone. Basically, we ripped the back of the house off. So basically, we're digging the basement. So in the city of Chicago, we have the problem of having, you know, 6-foot basements, 7-foot basements. So on modern homes and custom homes, we dig those down to 9 feet, 8.5 feet, depending on the water table in the area.
But I mean, something of this scale, this process takes a long time.
So this is about 12 to 14 months, probably, because we're trying to keep as much of the original structure as we can, because the homeowner decided to do it this way rather than to just tear it down, because he can receive tax savings by keeping an existing home. The other good thing we did on this home is that we took all of the lumber and all the fixtures and all of that, and we recycled. So even the demolition process here was 3 months long, because we have to take all the nails out of every piece of lumber.
So obviously there are a lot of different moving pieces when it comes to making sure a project like this moves smoothly. So when it comes to your role in the day-to-day project and with the Builders Association, talk to us a little bit about their role into a project like this.
So I handle the spreadsheets. I handle the financial end of this, especially with working, say, like a bank like Associated, right, where we get construction lending for people. So what I have to do is I have to coordinate what the owner wants to spend, justify it to the bank, and then work with the payouts throughout the bank to make sure the process is smooth.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where juggling so many different balls.
Correct.
It's got to take a lot of experience, obviously.
It does.
To be able to get the process done and on the right timeline.
That's what's hard. I think Associated has been so focused on construction for so many years. They kind of understand how it works, so that they really are very good to the clients, but they're also very good to the guys building the home. And that's what's important. On our end, it's always cash flow, right? So today we have an end loader here and a truck. So basically everybody needs money as this stuff goes along, from deposits to payouts to all of that. I have to coordinate all that. And the easiest thing is because Associate has so many people and have done this for so long, usually their appraisers are out here in a day. So if I call today and say, hey, I'm done with the basement, they're usually here in a day to say, yeah, check it off, fund it, and so we got money to keep the project going.
Right.
That's huge in our business.
And with that, you know, all of those years of experience and that swiftness, it also comes back a little bit onto your experience as well. You're in depth with the Builders Association.
Correct. And so the relationship there was, when I started, you know, really building heavily in the city, I decided I needed to know the commissioner. I needed to know everybody in the city. So I've made relationships. And those relationships aren't for, hey, scratch my back or something like that. It's just that they know who I am. I can walk in. I can have a legitimate question that a client might have, and they get answered. The Builders Association's aspect of this is that I can help other builders, and I can help homeowners, future homeowners, as we work on affordable projects and affordable housing rules and regulations. So that's something we're doing in conjunction with the City of Chicago.
Right, and as you bring that up, City of Chicago and the relationship that affordable housing and the changing housing scene is top of mind for a lot of people. So
it should be, because it's going to be very hard for young people coming up to have affordable housing if there are not some changes. And those changes aren't drastic. It's just policy changes where everything is based on people always intending to do good. There's always unintended consequences when you do big swaths of public policy, because you never know what's going to happen 10 years from now.
Right.
So you mentioned the communication side. When it comes to making sure a project like this is successful, the social media communication is also really important when it comes to your business, right?
We built the business, the SG business, before this. It was all social media. We basically used social media for our marketing. We used social media to show people our homes. We'd used it to have parties. We'd invite people in to see our homes so that we'd have people who wanted our homes. And I continue to do that. My sites will be up within the next couple months. But it's like, you know, it's one of those processes where I've been doing videos for 16 years. Basically, houses in this condition and then showing them while they're being built and then showing the finished product. And so people get a little bit of insight as to what happens.
Yeah, it's that visual communication
yes.
side.
Where yes. Yes.
There's a lot that's going to change from
right.
day one to
right.
the end of the process. And
right.
to be able to have that step by step, I imagine that puts a lot of people's mind at ease.
It does put a lot of people's mind at ease. And it's also, I'm a managing broker, so I've done 1,600 real estate transactions. And the key there is, I can tell people when they're looking at a project like this, is it going to be successful? Are you going to be able to get it appraised? Even when it's done, are you going to be able to get it appraised? That's the problem that people run into sometimes by buying things for too much money and then trying to renovate. They can tap themselves where they have to come up with more money than they really want to.
So as Cardone Custom Homes continues to build and you guys continue to grow,
how will Associated Bank be, you know, a player in that?
Oh, I refer them. When people come to me and say, hey, I want to look at a house, you know, want to build on this lot or something, I immediately refer them over to somebody associated. My job is to give them as much education as I can. So my educational side of this is the construction, the relationships, the real estate. Associated is, here's what I can do for you financially. I'm not the one giving them money. That's why Associated is just invaluable.
From beginning to end, a long process
yes.
compared to a lot of other things.
Yes.
So let's take a step back, dive a little bit back into your background.
Sure. I started in construction about 16 years ago, working with some very dear friends of mine, the Sieberts. Phil actually owned a mortgage company, and I ran his real estate company. And once the crash happened, we decided to say, hey, let's invest some money and try to build homes for people who need new homes, right? Because during the crash, you had all the foreclosed homes and no place for people to go. So we worked out a system where we could actually build the homes, help the people repair credit, help the people, you know, get financial education, so that we basically had a waiting list for homes of ours. I'm hoping, you know, maybe do another 100 by the time I retire. You know, I like giving back to community. So through the Builders Association, I'm really trying to get back to the place where we can actually build affordable housing for people, south, west sides, even in the north side. Because, you know, the unintended consequences of regulation drives costs up, which means renters have to pay more in the long run, homeowners have to pay more. And this is such a wonderful city. You know, people want to live here. I originally have them talk to lending because it's the key to this whole thing. I want the people to be comfortable with the amount of money they're going to have as liquidity on the side, and they're building a relationship with the bank that's going to be with them for over a year. You know what I mean? So they got to be comfortable with those people to know that they're going to look out for them, they're going to help them with their financial planning for the future, and they're also going to give them options on how to get out of the loan at the end, which is huge. Many banks offer it, but not many of them have the sustainability that Associated has in construction lending, because it's such a niche that it's hard and it's a lot of labor, but
right.
they do it very well.
And it's one of those things that a lot of people don't do a bunch of these kind of projects in their life. They
no.
do it maybe once or twice. And
no.
So they're building this out, and this is like this home that we're in, the framework
yeah.
of
yeah.
what they would need to build into later on.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is about that relationship from the architect looking at this and saying, it's 1896. We started tearing into this. We had no idea what was behind the walls. We could have had to tear the whole top of this building up, but because such great construction in the past, we got something we can work with and turn it into a beautiful home for the future.
Well, as you finish out this home, you're
yeah.
finishing out and starting out more projects
Correct.
Throughout the Chicagoland area.
Yes.
What are you excited about seeing, you know, as the Chicago market and the larger suburban market grows out?
Well, in a city, we're really trying to find more affordable housing and create housing affordability for people. That's part of my role with the Builders Association. That's where we work with the city to try to figure out, can we come up with a new bungalow, right? That standard classic Chicago bungalow that was used to be the house of the working class. We need that again. We need to be able to plug that into every neighborhood we possibly can. City is the biggest landholder in the state, in the city. Second is CHA, so that's Chicago Housing Authority, right? So between those two, they have more lots than you can imagine. that's a lot of workers' homes. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
Right, and we're excited to see it as it develops and grows, hopefully we'll be hearing more about the Cardone custom homes.
I appreciate that.
Pat, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Bennett. Thanks for having me.
Building Business Around Town, brought to you by Associated Bank. Make sure you tune in again next month for another edition.